أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم. In the previous ayah, in the previous surah, we read of the great victories which Allah had promised to the Muslims, and the foundation and basis of that was Sulh Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. And also we read of the weak Muslims, and particularly the hypocrites who did not join on the Umrah journey with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the other hand, the great sacrifices, and then the great qualities of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which Allah ta'ala had mentioned towards the end. Now in this surah, Allah ta'ala explains that how did the Sahaba attain such a high great quality, such great qualities, and how did they come to that stage of totally sacrificing their lives, their families, and what we cannot imagine, which we cannot understand, what they did for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for Islam. And that was on the basis of adab and respect. So this surah commands the respects and adab that is required for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Directly it is addressed to the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum, but in turn to the whole ummah, that every person must have the greatest respect for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And together with that, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, these are the respects required for one's parents also, for one's ustad and one's sheikh also, for all elders. Today, unfortunately, we don't teach our children respect. We haven't learned ourselves. We don't have respect for the ulama. We don't have respect for the elders. This great respect is a very important thing. This develops this great quality of total sacrifice. So Allah Ta'ala says, the first command, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday illahi wa rasoolihi. Ey iman walo, aage na barho Allah se aur uske rasool se. O people of iman, do not go in front of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, not only physically, but more your attitude. Don't give preference to your view over their view. And as explained further, don't raise your voice also above theirs. Don't undermine them in any way. Don't show any disrespect to them in any way. Don't just walk past them with not showing respect to them. Like if anyone had the experience of going to Indonesia, particularly, for example, the great respect their people show there. The children for the ulama, the youngsters for the elderly people, they show very great respect, which we today will call it hero worship. But this respect is extremely necessary. And this was displayed so much at the time of the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, that Urwa from Makkah Sharif, he said that I have visited the kings of Persia and Rome, but nowhere did I see a person respected as much as was Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that the wuzu water, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should not let it drop to the ground. Today, if somebody just puts the shoes right of his ustad, of his sheikh, or he drinks the leftover water, we have a big problem with that. And whereas the Sahaba had so much of great respect and great love, and this also refers to don't go in front. That is, don't do anything that will bring any what is called kadurat, ill feelings, a dislike in the heart of the elders. Don't behave in such a way. Don't sit in such a way. Don't pull your face in such a way that they feel hurt in their heart. That especially for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that can even result in the loss of iman of a person. If Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to be upset with a person, it can result in the loss of iman of that person. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullah alayhi, a very great Sufi of recent times, he says that every mu'min has got a direct connection with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today it's not easy for us, it's not difficult for us to understand, like the remote control. You just press a button, the gate opens. You press a button, the door closes. Like that, everyone has got a remote control with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, if you don't believe me, I can cut that connection of yours and you'll see you go immediately out of the fold of Islam. So this connection is very necessary, and to maintain it, that there must be no ill feelings in the heart. We must not say something, do something, that when the news reaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he feels hurt about it. And the same with our parents, with our ustad, our shaykh. Wattaqullah, or dartirho Allah say, and in this matter have great fear, fear Allah in this matter, that you don't show any misbehavior, you don't show any disrespect in any way to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Imam Mujtahideen, the great Imams of Deen, the great Awliya, and presently our elders. Parents have the greatest rights, then is the rights of our ustads, then is the rights of the sheikh, and all other elders also. Today children have got no idea what this respect is, and in fact we as grown-ups also, we don't know what this respect. We speak anyhow about the ulama, there can be just some difference of opinion amongst them. We just open our tongues and we speak in any way. This is all very important. Inna Allah sami'un alim. Allah sunta hai, jaanta hai. Allah Ta'ala hears everything. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. So even from your heart, don't have any bad feelings, thoughts about anything about Islam, about our elders. The next command, which is a further explanation of the first one, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. Ey iman walo, badan na karo apni awaze nabi ke awaze se. O people of iman, do not raise your voices above the voice, or that is the volume. Don't let your volume be more higher than that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lot of mashuras used to take place, and sometimes in mashura, sometimes a person starts raising his voice. It is narrated, there was a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who stopped coming to the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after some time, inquired, where is the sahaba, why is he not coming? They explained, they asked him, he said that by nature my voice is very loud. There are some people who speak very loud. And he said that if I come in the majlis and I have to speak, though without intention of any disrespect, but just my voice is so loud, then it will be, I've raised my voice above Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I fear I will be amongst the people of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, he's a Jannati. He is excused. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to speak after this ayat was revealed, that some times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to ask them to repeat. So soft they were speaking. So it's so much of respect. You don't look at your elders straight in the eyes. You don't raise your voice above their voices, etc. So all this is very important. This whole surah is about adab and respect in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala warned that even like mashura takes place, or any place, anywhere, in front of your elders, when they speak, keep quiet. Don't you now counter-attack them. But today it's very common. And we say these are the old veterans. What they know, we need young blood now. And we have to push the young blood in front. Islam has taught us that the elders must be kept in front all the time. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. اور اس سے نہ بولو ترخ کر کے جیسے کہ ترختے ہو ایک دوسرے پر. And do not speak loudly and in a rough voice as you speak amongst yourself. As friends will speak to one another, we will speak anyhow. We just speak. We will just tell you, keep quiet, you listen to me, etc. We know it's a different language amongst friends which are very close to one another. Don't let that, don't lose that adab in front of our elders. For Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the Sahaba directly, and for us all in front of our elders, don't speak how we speak amongst our friends. Brothers, sisters, for example, in a family, amongst themselves, how they speak. But in front of their parents, then they must not speak like that. But today we will find children will speak to their parents also in any way. We are still somewhat fortunate in South Africa, but in other Western countries where the law has given children such freedom, they speak anyhow. They will just tell the father, anyhow, shut up. For one child, recently an email came, the father didn't buy a toy for the child actually punched the father in the face. So this is all this freedom of thought which the schools and the Western style is taught. And that deprives us of the realities of Iman and of Islam, and we don't realize it. We just look at a few cents and rands that we are going to get by that education, and we're going to live up a wonderful life in this world. But our qualities that we are losing in the process, that we are not even thinking about. Children don't show any respect. Today in the madrasas, in schools, we know that the teachers, the principals, children bring firearms and they shoot, they even shoot the Western world, especially America. This is a big problem that they have got. And unfortunately, we're following in that line. In our schools also, madrasa today, a ustad, he can't even raise his voice in front of the student. Forget using a cane, etc. So this should not be the case. We should not raise our voices and speak how we speak amongst ourselves. Don't speak in front of our elders like that. أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْكُرُونَ کہیں اکارت نہ ہو جائے تمہارے کام اور تم کو خبر بھی نہ ہو. The result of all this will be that all your good deeds, the rewards of it will be washed away and you won't even know. Like for example, your account is frozen by the bank, you don't know. You go and draw money with your credit card, you want to pay for something. They say, there's a problem. What is the problem? Your account has been frozen. Or somebody else withdrew all your money. And now there is no balance left in your account. Like that in our account of sawabs, it must not happen that your account is frozen. Or that all your sawabs, there has been withdrawn because of your disrespect and bear adabi. So adab, respect, is a very great thing. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes that sometimes bear adabi causes more harm than what actual guna also causes. So, and this is a great chapter of our deen, which we are unmindful, we don't show respect. Wives show no respect to their husbands. Husbands also have to show respect in a specific way to their wives. They also don't show respect. There is no respect really left. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And as the opposite of this, بِيشَكْ جُلُوكْ دَبِي آوَاسِ بُولْتِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ کے پاس. Those who speak softly in front by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is all the etiquettes and adab they show. ولائك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. یہ وہی لوگ ہیں جن کے دلوں کو جانچ لیا اللہ نے ادب کے واسطے. These are those people who Allah tested for adab, for respect. That how much of adab have they got. And the Sahaba passed not with flying colors, 100% they passed. They showed that total respect. Today if we develop this respect, we will see how Allah will increase our iman, our love for Islam, and our sacrifice for Islam. Today many of us ask the question, I don't feel like making namaz. I don't have a heart to read Quran. I don't have time. The thing is, this adab has deprived us. Bay adabi has deprived us. So we should have, the Sahaba hit this totally, and therefore they reach those heights which we cannot even imagine today. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. ان کے لئے معافی ہے اور ثواب برا. For this Allah has granted them total forgiveness for whatever errors and omissions there might have been. Because they have this adab, they are forgiven. Today this is Allah's system. Those who have adab for their elders in the various categories, Allah Ta'ala then promises forgiveness for them and a great reward for their actions. Not only the actual reward what they do, but Allah will give a great, great reward. The sum total of the subject of today is to have adab. And we must learn to learn adab. And you can only learn adab from the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is from the ulama-i Rabbani. The ulama who are connected through the lineage to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is where we have to learn adab. Today we have become so bare adab that if somebody else makes adab, we got a problem with that. Our stomach pains, we are allergic to it. Why this person is putting the shoes straight? Why this person is drinking the water? Why is carrying on? And like hero worship, these are the things which are depriving us, because our minds have become a Western mindset. And we think in a Western way, we don't think in an Islamic way, and in a way of the righteous and the pious.